The decolonization of Native North America, simple matter of law enforcement, compliance with law, obedience to law, the things that the Republicans always say are germane, would entail the dismantlement of the United States to the extent that 35% of its gross territoriality would immediately, if the law were enforced tomorrow, disappear from U.S. jurisdiction. With that 35% of gross territoriality of the lower 48 states, we're not talking Alaska and all of Hawaii, doesn't have even a pretense of legal basis for possession and jurisdiction in that 50th state, not most of Alaska. But in that 35% of the gross territoriality of the lower 48 states, roughly two-thirds of what the United States of America claims is its own domestic uranium reserves. About a quarter of the readily accessible low-sulfur coal. About 20% of the oil and natural gas. Bauxite, copper, iron, renewable resources, half the salmon harvest in the Pacific Northwest, virgin timber stands, water rights in the arid West, where it's already getting more expensive to acquire potable water, as Chellis can tell you, than it is to buy gasoline. And we know what's happened to the price of gasoline. And there's an influx of population displaced out of Southern California, what's going to exacerbate that situation. Understand that you're talking about the fundamental elements or components that comprise the U.S. domestic economy. The implications for the United States are obvious. And the implications for the rest of us, indigenous or no, are obvious as well. Because the projection of power depends on a consummation of a structure that was undertaken in its assembly, beginning with the Columbian adventures and the Portuguese expeditions of 1450 through 1500, and that there is a clear line of continuity and a trajectory of consolidation and assembly that has transpired ever since, which has resulted in a hemispheric subordination, a hemispheric internal colonization, a construction, if you will, of a state corporate entity that allows for the emergence of the kinds of technologies that we were witnessing in the videotape and that were discussed by Chellis and that we all know about anyway, because we all live with them every day. Absent the foundational reality of that economy of scale, mega state structure, that kind of power projection, the assembly of that kind of technological apparatus, this combination of genocide and ecocide, which equals omnicide ultimately in the end, the extermination of everything that is encountered by the beast of predation that constitutes the global corporate entity, is impossible. The linchpin, the key to the whole enterprise at this point is the United States of America. We are sitting in it. Absent the ability of the mega state of the United States to function in a desired manner, desired by the people who pursue the vision, if you want to call it that, of corporate globalism is a flat impossibility. In deconstructing the mega state of the United States, which is something that can be accomplished best, most efficiently by the restoration of the sovereign, legally guaranteed prerogatives of indigenous people to assume jurisdictional control over their own land bases, the whole thing begins to implode.